Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. The two-party political system we find ourselves in today is a system that is self-serving instead of a system that is for the people, by the people. The elected officials spend most of their time selfishly figuring out ways to gain support for their next election, instead of on what is best for our country as a whole. Our society has evolved into one that is jealous of success. 50 years ago, when someone built an empire from the ground up, he was respected. His methods were discussed in our schools. We named streets and ballparks after these successful, rich people. Today, these same people are somehow considered villains. We hear the main Street media tell us that these hardworking people built their fortunes on the backs of the poor workers. We're told that the rich guy has deprived his workers of their dignity by making them work hard. President Obama wants to redistribute the wealth, you know, spread it around. This is like trying to make frosting for one cake cover three or four. No matter what you do, it will never be enough. Soon, the frosting that was plenty for one will begin to tear the cake of the next one, and all you will have is a crumbling mess. This analogy is exactly what is happening to our country. It is tearing the very fabric of our foundation. It is divisive and makes the worker, who is being paid for his labor, who agreed to his wages, feel like he is being cheated. Under the Obama presidency, we now have the bottom 50% of our society paying negative taxes. They receive so many credits that they get an income tax return check that is more than the taxes they paid throughout the year. Ironically, the employee also begins to resent the employer who pays him. With this approach to leadership, we've seen our debt double in 5 short years. I wish Obama would respect the office he holds enough to study the history of how we became a nation. The events that happened leading up to the revolution that founded the United States of America pales in comparison to what Obama is doing today. We are headed for a revolution. The 50% of our population that are paying over 100% of the taxes are being pushed so hard and taxed so much that they will start pushing back. And when that happens, we will see our country crumble. History has produced some brilliant quotes. Reverend William Botker wrote the following statements that sometimes are credited to Abraham Lincoln. These few lines could save our country if the politicians would use them in making their decisions. Here we go. You cannot bring about prosperity by discouraging thrift. You cannot strengthen the weak by weakening the strong. You cannot lift the wage earner by pulling down the wage payer. You cannot help the poor by destroying the rich. You cannot establish sound security on borrowed money. You cannot further the brotherhood of man by inciting class hatred. You cannot keep out of trouble by spending more than you earn. You cannot build character and courage by destroying men's initiative and independence. And finally, you cannot help men permanently by doing for them what they can and should do for themselves. How do we evolve away from this common sense? More importantly, we need to elect politicians who will make these simple but brilliant words the backbone of their administrations. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.